ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse the Planner. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, I enjoy coming into your home or wherever you may be viewing this. And it's such an honor that you would take time out of your schedule to listen to this. And if you're Faith Facts, you can get anything you desire, want, need, makes no difference. You can change a bad fact into a good fact with using your faith. That's why we call it Faith the Facts. Hallelujah. God is so good. I want to talk about something that'll really bless you. And I want you, if you have a Bible, I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It's a very familiar scripture. I quote the King James. The Amplified has an even greater definition to it. It's so wonderful. It says, now faith is. So I don't see why you have to wait on it. You ever thought about that? Why do you wait on it? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The reason why people wait on faith is because they don't have a lot of hope. You see, hope is the blueprint that makes faith work. In other words, you hope, it's hope starts making you believe before you believe. It begins to build something, see? And I want to talk about that. Hope, the blueprint of faith. I enjoy living by faith, and my hope is on a level that most people cannot even understand. I mean, you know, I decided, and you've heard me say this many times before, believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible. But I like the last statement better, because it's doable. Now, why do I say it's doable? Not only do I believe it by faith, I hoped it first and received it by faith. It was my blueprint. Most people can't build a house till you get a blueprint. Then from the blueprint, you take it and you go forward. See what I'm saying? But there are a lot of people, because they've had, I don't know, things that went wrong, it destroyed their hope. It didn't destroy their faith. They still love God with all their heart, but it destroyed their hope. But what it did was slow down their faith or put their faith in the future. And faith can create a future, but it wasn't made for that. It was made for the now. Here's another verse, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope. Isn't that good? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So no, some people's hope's dead, but you can have a lively hope in every which way, shape, or form. And a lot of times people don't think I have trouble. I have trouble all the time. I mean, the devil's always attacking me about this or that, and usually using Christian people to do it, sad to say. But I have such a hope in his word and such a faith in what he says, it's just water on the duck's back. It's just literally that simple. I don't complicate faith and I don't complicate hope. But boy, I tell you what, it's such a blessing when that hope begins to, it begins to build. Because as it builds, my Lord, then that faith comes and builds the house or the idea or what I'm believing for coming to pass in everybody's life. Let me read Hebrews 11, 1 again. Now faith is the substance of things hope. Hope's greater than belief. Hope is a creator of things. It's a builder. You can put foundation on it. Now faith is the substance of things hope for, the evidence of things not seen. And I like verse 2 of that. It says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. By it what? By faith and hope. You see what I'm saying? They work together very, very well. Faith and hope. See, now faith is. So it's not a future thing, it's a now thing. Hope makes sure that you get it so you can build what you believe in God on right away instead of putting it into the future. Nothing wrong with the future, but I think most people want their prayers answered now, right? When you go shopping. And I know a lot of people do window shopping, but they prefer to go in a store shopping. It's nice to see it in the window, but it's good to go in there and maybe try it on if it's an outfit you like. And then you walk out and go, man, I don't know if I can get that. But when you got hope and you got faith, you walk in there, put it on, fits good, boom, you come out. You have it. That's the evidence of it. You see what I'm saying? And watch this. I show you how good evidence is of your faith and hope. You say, I'm going to take this. And the person that's waiting on it says, okay, they haven't seen the money yet, or the credit card or the charge card, whatever you're using. They go straight to the counter. They start taking the tags off. See, that's evidence coming to pass before you put down your card or you put down your cash or write a check. This stuff works. If you face that fact, it will happen not some of the time, but all the time. Hope, the blueprint of faith. Use it today. Now.